Continuing with Chapter 8. In accordance with orders received, I returned the corpses to the prisoners whose duty it was to burn them. They performed their job without delay. I had to keep any organs of possible scientific interest so that Dr. Mengele could examine them. Those which might interest the Anthropological Institute at Berlin, Dahlem, were preserved in alcohol. These parts were specially packed to be sent through the mails, stamped war material, urgent. They were given top priority in transit. In the course of my work at the crematorium, I dispatched an impressive number of such packages. I received in reply either precise scientific observations or instructions. In order to classify this correspondence, I had to set up special files. The directors of the Berlin Dahlem Institute always warmly thanked Dr. Mengele for this rare and precious material. I finished dissecting the three other pairs of twins and duly recorded the anomalies found. In all three instances, the cause of death was the same: an injection of chloroform into the heart. Of the four sets of twins, three had ocular globes of different colors. One eye was brown, the other blue. This is a phenomenon found fairly frequently in non-twins. But in the present case, I noticed that it had occurred in 6 out of the 8 twins, an extremely interesting collection of anomalies. Medical science calls them heterochromes, which means merely different colored. I cut out the eyes and put them in a solution of formaldehyde, noting their characteristics exactly in order not to mix them up. During my examination of the four sets of twins, I discovered still another curious phenomenon. While removing the skin from the neck, I noticed just above the upper extremity of the sternum a tumor about the size of a small nut. Pressing on it with my forceps, I found it to be filled with a thick pus. This rare manifestation, well known to medical science, indicates the presence of hereditary syphilis and is called Du Bois tumor. Looking farther, I found that it existed in all 8 twins. I cut out the tumor, leaving it surrounded by healthy tissue, and placed it in another jar of formaldehyde. In 2 sets of twins, I also discovered evidence of active cavernous tuberculosis. I recorded my findings on the dissection report, but left the heading, cause of death, blank. And we'll continue next week. Until then, peace.